This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient's first name is Arilla, A-R-I-L-L-A, Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E. Her date of birth is 9/16/1935. Date of evaluation is 8/1/2023. And facility is West Bloomfield Health Care Rehabilitation Center. Next paragraph, HPI, this is 87 years old female who is familiar to our service. She was last seen by our group on July 31st, 23 by psychologist Dr. Tuttle. And was seen for initial psychiatric evaluation on July 25th, 2023. Patient has multiple medical problems, including a pathological fracture of hip, generalized anxiety, pain, GERD, insomnia, low back pain, history of falls. Patient is also being treated for UTI. During my evaluation today, patient was very distraught, anxious, complaining of feeling overwhelmed, complaining of staff not being attentive to her needs and not changing her for a long time after she had a bowel movement. Patient reports that current medication, lorazepam, for management of anxiety is not helpful, and reports having panic attacks. Period patient's daughter was also present, who acknowledged worsening of patient's anxiety in the past couple of days. Period patient was seen by a psychologist, but feels that she's not able to use any breathing techniques to calm herself down. Period. She talked about past history of alcohol use and reports that she was under care of a psychiatrist at University of Michigan who retired, and she was subsequently referred to PCP. Period. Patient and her daughter talked about wanting to see a psychiatrist upon discharge. Period. Patient acknowledged passive wish to not live, but denies any intent or plans to harm self. No delusions or hallucinations. Next paragraph. Date of last visit. July 25th, 2023. Next paragraph. Check a review of medical family social history indicate no changes since last visit, as noted above, except as listed below. Medical history. Recent diagnosis of UTI. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test, retro form, chart, nursing, family. I spoke to patient daughter Helen. Next paragraph. Mental status examination. Blood pressure 118/70. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Next paragraph. General appropriately dressed, grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, anxious, affect, depressed, affect, constricted mood, dysphoric speech, coherent thought processes, intact thought content, somatic preoccupations, suicidal homicidal ideation, denisus, report passive thoughts of not wanting to live, but no intent or plans to harm self, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis, IVH, fundamental knowledge, fear, judgment, insight, fair orientation to person with the normal place, with the normal time, with the normal attention, concentration, with the normal sleep problems, sustaining appetite, fair. Next paragraph under assessment and plans. Adjustment disorder with anxiety, F43.22. Plans, change Ativan to 1 milligram at 6 a.m. and 0.5 milligram at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. to decrease the severity of patient's anxiety. Period patient would benefit from seniors wellness group psychology follow-ups. Next paragraph, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, continuous sertraline, trazodone, and duloxetine as prescribed. Next paragraph, for disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, I discuss with patient as well as his daughter. Regarding follow-up with Dr. Douglas Arends, A-R-E-N-D-S, in Royal Oak. Next paragraph, procedure code 99309, end of dictation.